All right, boys and girls. Big day. What question are we asking today, Danny?
Should you wear your
tits in or out?
Inside.
What did we do? What did we do this morning?
Out.
Danny wore his in. Jakey?
Out.
Ezra?
Half.
Belt.
A belt.
I tucked mine in this morning.
Really?
Goy.
What did he say?
Goy. Let's see.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to be different.
Maybe.
We're not afraid, right?
Am I afraid?
You have to learn sugyas without fear.
I've been not afraid that if
I get to the bottom of the sugya and it's different than what I've been doing, I'm gonna change.
It's like me. It's like having to wash.
Gotta be fearless.
I have to wash.
It's fearless. I'm gonna do it. You can't say like, "Oh, I'm not gonna learn the sugya."
Yeah.
Zach destroyed my
like
life.
Those muffins at breakfast?
No, not really warm.
Is that your breakfast? I mean, like.
Yeah. Zach,
so here we go.
Then the mugging everyone says it's starved. Yeah, you got
so you guys.
Zach destroyed my life, but whatever.
Yeah.
Here's what we gotta do. We gotta think. Not only are we gonna learn, we gotta think. This is one of those sugyas with lot of stuff, different ways you can go. But as always, when you learn the whole sugya, like this is what I'm saying. When you learn a halacha sefer, and they'll tell you there's this and there's this, that's what you got. When you learn the sugya, you know the attitude. Like, what's best? It's like, oh yeah, this or that, but like, really, this one's much better. Sometimes, yes. Not always. It depends on what you're learning and how much they put into it. Check this out. The Pesukim in the Torah. Right? In the Torah?
I'll give one of these.
43b, but in the Torah itself,
43.
You get a vibe. Right? The vibe of the Torah, what do you know from the Torah?
The vibe says out.
The vibe says out. Why?
Because
there's
a
reason. Also, there's a chardin's commits as Hashem. Right? And you're supposed to see your tzitzis. And what does see mean?
With your eyes.
With an eye, well, like, right? You look.
Well, again, like, us saying out, what we are putting into the pasuk our attitude of, that means all the time.
Good, excellent. So you read the pasuk as a reason also when.
Yeah,
don't know. Right, it was kol mitzvos Hashem. That's a mitzvah of remembering and realizing and thinking about and awareness. What other mitzvahs of zechira do we have?
Amalek in general. Amalek, Miriam. Mamun Har Sinai, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos.
How about that?
Zechiras
Amalek, right?
Yeah.
Miriam. Main ones are. I don't know if Zechiras Miriam is a mitzvah, but Yetzias Mitzrayim is for sure one. When's the chiyuv to remember? When's the chiyuv to remember to have Zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's say?
Every day.
Every day. How many times?
Once, twice.
You say Shema again, so...
Let's say once a day.
Well, why not twice? You say Shema twice.
The other one, the Yomer is just... It's like the whole thing in Brachos that we don't really say it.
It's questionable.
But at least once... And that's a mitzvah of Zechira, so why do you think that Tzitzis would be every second?
It wouldn't.
So again, we have a question what the pasuk means, right? Okay, but it's a good call, though.
That also makes more sense as to why tzitzis is a chovas a beged, not a chovas a gabra.
What do you mean?
That also just makes more sense.
You have to remember this one during the day. Right?
Yeah, but not so every second in the day, just every day.
That?
That's the mitzvah. That's the halacha says.
So you have to remember it once?
Yeah. Yeah, you say it in Shema, you remember it. Yeah.
Or
it's okay to wear it in. You put it on, it's a chiyuv to put it on, but to remember the mitzvah once a day, maybe that's fine. So from the Pesukim, right, at least maybe have a vibe of out.
Well,
but we don't see why you'd necessarily say in.
But
at best, out.
No, but
not,
also you could say that, like, there's nothing, there would be maybe something wrong with working in, but there's nothing wrong with working out according to the Pesukim.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right. Maybe so like, we would lean to wear it out.
To wear it out, yeah. According to the
right?
I think there's, I'm going to bring in like a Java thing.
Let's check out these Gemaras.
That's where
we're Let's see. Mem Gimel Beis, here we go. Mem Gimel Beis, we said, is the locus for... Mem Gimel Beis is the source for the Egalitas on Tzitzis and Mem Dalem and Aleph. Let's just breeze through it very quickly. Ready? Damn, we're on Mem Gimel Beis. And where do we start?
Five on high. Right.
Like, I see it. Okay, here we go. First one there is Asher.
With the
days. Yeah. Okay. Verabon high reasimos and my abdul. What did the rabban do with the word reasimos? So we saw in the pasuk, we buy lehu. They need it. Look at the tanya. Like this brisa. Reasimos of zchartem. Pasuk says, see it and zchartem. Remember, re'ei mitzvah zu. See the mitzvah tzitzis. There's a chol mitzvah acheres atuluyah bo. And think of a mitzvah which is connected to it. You think the Gemara wasn't funny? The Gemara made a pun. Mitzvah hatuluyah bo. What else is taluy? Strings of tzitzis. See, the Gemara is funny.
Wait, who was that joke rabbi? Who's the Hasidic rabbi that made jokes?
The
shoot. I heard one.
I'll tell you. I'll remember. Okay. Rabshitzer. Yeah, Rabshitzer. Veizo zuzu Kriyashma. So you're supposed to look at tzitzis and remember Kriyashma. Good. Nitna names like corn is Shema b'Shachar is when you say Shema in the morning. Mishiyag mitzches 11. You can see the difference in white and blue. Hey, mitani yidach another brisa about tzitzis and seeing them. Urisim also is a hard them rei mitzvah zuv is a chor mitzvah acher. See the mitzvah thing of another. Hasmuchala that's connected. It's next to it. Veizo zu mitzvahs kloyim. Remember the mitzvah kloyim, right? Because it's the pasuk before. Okay. Shneimar dechsev lo silva shadna semar b'shem yachdav gilim tasalach. Good, they're connected. Tanya, you have another bride, so Re'isim also, Zechardim is called Mitzvah Hashem, see it and remember the Mitzvah Hashem. Kivin, she nischayiv, adam b'mitzvah zu, nischayiv called Mitzvah Kulin. You're chayiv, that's a very strange one, we're not going to go into it. But what does it mean? Because you're chayiv in Sittis, you're chayiv in all the Mitzvahs in the Torah? Like, that's why you're chayiv, right? Okay. But, not for now. But Reb Shimon, he did Amar Mitzvah, he also, what does that do to anything? Tanya, you have Re'isim also, Zechardim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Another bride, so Re'isim also. And remember all the mitzvahs. Shkul mitzvahs are connected. Kol mitzvahs is connected. All the mitzvahs in the Torah. Now here we go. V'tani the chorisim also uzchart masisen. See it. Re'iyah mevil the zechira. When you see something, now you're thinking about it more. Zechira mevili de asiya. And when you remember, you're gonna end up doing it. And that, by the way, I was thinking a good mashal for that is like. Let's say you're a director of a camp and you give a speech about stop littering, right? Everyone's got to clean up. And you give a speech, shkoyach, first day of camp, and no one remembers the rest of the summer. Then you put up a sign, and the sign says, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Yeah.
And now, okay, re'iyah, maybe, le'izachira, now you're remembering, okay, I'm gonna, maybe I'll do something then.
And then you give another speech.
And then you also put another sign that says, we can all clean biyachad.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
We can all clean biyachad also, right? Like, it's a lot of these things, right? So you put up these signs, and now I see it, and I'm more likely to end up doing it. So you see tzitzis, you think about it, you're more likely to do the mitzvahs. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, kol hazariz b'mitzvah zu zocha mekabel p'nei ha-shechina. Anyone that does tzitzis the right way, mamish, you zocha to see the shechina. Ksiv hacha, there's a getzmer. Ksiv hacha, risim also, it says, risim also about tzitzis. Uksiv hacha, and it says in the pasuk, v'ezeh shem ha-kachati, rav ha-oso savor, and serv Hashem, Oso means the Shechina, and one of the pasuk. Oh, it also means Oso here. Afri Hashem, which means you see Hashem if you do the mitzvah tzitzis right. That's a big deal. We'll pause. Scroll down. Look at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, fifth mid skinny line. That's Ben Yaakov Omer. Kol sheyesh tefillin b'roshu, tefillin b'zar, b'zro, tzitzis, b'zavigdim, b'zuz, b'fischa, kol b'chizik shel yechta. You do these things, not gonna sin. Okay. Now, we did this in Seder, but if you weren't in Seder, then you have to think on the fly. Give me three reasons why you'd wear tzitzis out. Or just, let's just rapid fire. Go.
To remember of?
Mitzvahs. Great. Next. What about it? Remember to do the mitzvah shema. Ezra.
Like, they should be yours. You should have them on you. What is it? In your...
Inspire other people to do.
Except for him.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, so what does that mean?
Inspire other people to do this.
So other people can see also. Great.
Oh, the
gospel
with just like tefillin and mezuzah are out.
Meaning the other examples are also very public. The mezuzah, the tefillin, okay. So tzitzis also should be also out. Okay, like, great. Say it again? Kloyd. What do you mean? Why should that be out? Because it reminds you of Kloyd. Okay, great. What? Show your love for Hashem. Love it. What else?
I think, again, the
Pasuk
says,
Pasuk seems to say, yeah.
This is out, and you see that, it reminds you of that, it's Asur.
Great. Awesome. That helps you not sin.
Yeah.
Helps you, eyes clear.
Cause,
what
cause,
else?
Because through the positive of saying you'll remember all the mitzvahs, that also leads you not to the negatives.
Fantastic. Excellent. So you're really supposed to see them.
I think so.
A lot of good answers.
That's where I think that's where I wear them out.
Yeah.
To be reminded of them.
You're awesome. So what else? Why would it be in?
Yura.
Why is it Yura?
It's connected to Kol Mitzvah.
Is it Yura?
Why the Mitzvah Yura? Oh, by the way, I saw a Google Twitter that day. And yeah? Saying what you were saying.
That what?
That it's not subjective.
It's relative.
Yes. And then, like, you should ask your Rebbe what for you, what a Yura is it?
But it's funny that you might give the same answer. You have to ask your Rebbe what exactly
is. Yeah.
Because it's very relative.
It's such a... The line is so...
Mexican Yura means it looks like you're trying to be exceptionally from. To gain honor. So what does that mean? If I wear a suit on Shabbos, I'm being from. When is it I'm looking exceptionally from? That's not appropriate. So it depends. Like if I'm wearing tefillin all day and camisole, like... You know, you're a counselor, you're wearing tefillin all day when your kids are playing volleyball, that's definitely Yura. Right? So there's a funny line. Okay, fine, but what else? Why would it be in? So Yura is one, maybe it's not appropriate. Is it necessarily going to be Yura?
No.
Right? Maybe not, because everyone does it. Yeah. What else? Danny, why would you not wear tzitzis out? You got to think hard on this one.
Yeah,
I guess. It's a little harder.
It's like being a kavod shchina, it's something between you and Hashem.
So I really like this answer, Mezra, that it's intimate. Same way there's certain you have conversations between your wife that's just between you two. Your interactions that are just intimate between you and two. So tzitzis maybe is all about the mitzvah, it's all about the shechina, maybe it's intimate. Just me and Hashem, not for everybody else to see. Not bad, right? It's pretty nice. What else?
I don't really see many other reasons to wear
it. It's hard.
Honestly.
Okay, why do you think people don't wear them out
nowadays?
What's
the Kabbalistic reason?
I think for style.
Style, okay, that could be a reason. Gotta look good. Tzaddik, a Jew needs to look fresh. Right? If you have stains in your clothing, Gemara says bad things about people who have stains on his clothing, right?
Business.
So, like, maybe this, you don't look so good if your tzitzis are out. Maybe for business, maybe you can lose money, maybe that's the reason, right? You're getting creative now, you're broadening your thinking a little bit here, right? We're gonna see.
Besides that, like, I really don't.
Everything in the right order.
I really don't see so much to not
wear it out. Okay. Okay, good.
Honestly.
Let's take a look now at a bunch of Rishonim. Let's take a look at a bunch of Rishonim.
No, I read the Rishonim, I did.
In Kabbalah, you can't see. I'm saying.
Here we go. Ready?
You can look at it if you don't see it.
What are you talking about?
You can look at it if you don't see it.
You have to see them, right? The story on Shabbos, you have to actually hear.
Zach Lent, yeah.
I read the Rishonim, but they didn't even give much reasoning to why they wore them. They said to wear them in.
All right, so that's good. Let's get cracking. Ready? This
Rishonim, just about.
So we have the Torah, we have the Beis Yosef, we have the Levush, and we have Balayzer. So anybody who saw the, I'm just going to pick out lines because we saw this already.
You should put these on white door.
What? We'll look at the Torah. We're going to pick out lines. Torah says...
Yeah,
you don't have to follow along. He says, even though you're not chayav to buy a pair of tzitzis and wear them, we know that. Is that true?
Yes.
Good, we did the sugya, right? You know what he's saying. But, mikol makom tov v'nachon lios kolam zayir v'zayir mitzitzis. Be careful. Shiyi elo beged katan mitzuyitz. Get a talis katan. At the parrot said this, Shayilbash also kola yom you wear all day. Ki ikr mitzvasa azhir se mitzvah is a kol shavacho rega. When are you supposed to remember, Jiggy? Kol azman, lo, v'chol shah. V'chol rega. Every second, says the Torah. Every moment. As if your friend asks you to remember something for him, and he says, do me a favor, and you say, okay, I'm going to tie a string on my finger, so I'm going to remember. Every second. So you were right. Your feelings, your attitudes was good. So says the Torah. According to the Torah, what'd you do, inside or outside?
Inside.
Out.
Probably out. Then he brings in the Baal Iter. Another Rishon. Osam Shemakavzin and Tzitzis B'Shas Kriya Shema. And he says that there's people that take him out for Shema. If they take it out for Shema, what does that mean?
They don't take it out.
That it was in beforehand. Right? So that's what he says. Esher Shenoagin came the minute it was. Reason also that just for Shema and you put it under your clothes. Look at this. Just to flesh out this Shita the Baal Iter a little bit. Look at the tshuva of the Yechavadas. So Yechavadas was written by who?
Ravadi
Yosef. Who is Ravadi Yosef?
Sephardi
Posek of the past 100 years.
Probably
number one of the past 100 years.
Yeah. For sure number one.
Maran. I was at his Levaya. It was crazy.
Really?
It was crazy.
When was it? 2008?
I don't know. I was in there for the year. Or for the summer. No, it was probably for the summer. I was there for the summer. No, it was a while ago. I just happened to have been in Israel for the Levayas of Rav Yashiv, Rav Avadia, and another big one. I'm trying to remember who.
Who was the Holocaust survivor that just died?
Rav Israel Tauber. That's Sid Rumler. He died in April.
The
guy who couldn't grow a beard.
That's the Kalev Rebbe.
That's
Rav Israel Tauber. Kalev Rebbe.
Someone else, yeah. Yeah, he had a beard.
So Rav Avadia was Maran. He was like so many Sfardim. He was like their father, Mamish. They called him like Avinu. Like at the Levaya, people were screaming on the streets. So like Mamish screaming, like the craziest like sobs. I don't know.
Isn't
this
sometimes the chief Sfardim
out of Israel? Safe, yeah. I think it was Ramar. Oh no, you're right. It's safe. He's got a lot of big.
Avadia was ripped on his son.
It's okay, yeah, right. But what was so special about Rav Avadia is how much he loved Sfarim. Mamish, a million stories about him. When he was younger, he knew a guy who owned a bookstore. He had no money, so he would go to the bookstore and he would stand up all day for 12 hours a day because that's what the bookstore said. You cannot take any Sfarim home because anybody that knows that they're getting used to Sfarim when they buy it, they won't buy it anymore, so they won't come to my store. Rav Avadia says, okay, can I learn here? And he said, you can't sit down. The guy said, you can't sit down. You have to make it look like you're looking through this farm. So for 12 hours a day, he would look through the Sfarim in this farm store, and that's how he would learn. He was 12 years old. And since then, he learned every Sefer on the planet. And any of his Jews, I was telling you guys before, any of his Jews has a gazillion Sfarim quoted, Sfarim he never heard of, Sfarim no one ever heard of. Because he just found them and memorized them, and like that's what he's like. So anyways, he's quoting the Iter here. And he basically explains that the mitzvah tzitzis should be under your shirt. Okay? He explains, under your shirt is fine. Everything's okay. Okay. Look at... Who was the Beis Yosef? Shehanach. Rishon Racharon.
Both.
In between on the fence. He is the fence. He's the closing of, let's say, the Rishonic period. Call him that. And he says, Iker mitzvahs al zechiras ha-mitzvos. Chol shav, chol rega, all the time. You gotta wear it. You gotta see it all the time. Nirsh Iker mitzvahs talas katan lulav shal begada. Wear it above your shirt even. And in the name of the Ritva. Who loves the Ritva?
Aryeh Teller.
Sorry, Aryeh. You missed the Ritva.
Why does he love him so much?
Because he loves his Shita.
Which is a boss at
life. He loves one of his Shitas. I'm trying to remember which one.
Was he the Rashba's Talmud?
I don't know. It was fun. And they were both Talmidim of the Ramban.
Wasn't the Rashba Talmid of the Ramban?
Yes, I'm trying to remember if the Rizva was Talmid. Rashba Talmid or Shit of the Ramban. I don't remember. Okay, so right now it's kind of clear, and look, like you're supposed to wear it. Oh, even if it sits above your shirt. You're wearing it under your shirt even. Maybe the whole bag is sitting above your shirt. And Lavush says, you know what? If you're not going to wear it above your shirt, at least let the strings hang out. Because you have to see them. And that's what we're holding. You look at the Rishonim.
That's what you do.
What? Yeah, you're supposed to see them. Let the strings out. That's the Tor, that's the Iter. The Bet Yosef. The Levush. So now we gotta see a Shulchan Aruch. Okay, rip it out. Because none of us got to it in Seder, right?
Yeah.
You gotta see this, though. This Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah.
Says it's
wild.
She
got
one,
very good.
Which one is it?
Sit is Yud Aleph. Sorry, Ches Yud Aleph.
Says the same thing as the
Take it slow. I'm gonna read it. Okay, so then listen up. I'll read it next. But listen to this. Iker mitzvahs talis katan love show. Al big other, you're supposed to wear tzitzis above your shirt. Kadesh tell me you're ready to be a scrimmage. So you always remember the mitzvahs, okay? Exciting? Listen to this. Listen to this, Mr. Burr. So first, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Al big other, you see? Sifkan yurhei? Chaveh? Uviksavim isav, the talis katan tachas big other. And there are those who say that the talis katan should be under your clothes. The cuss of Magen Avraham. But you should wear your strings out. Not like those who tuck them in with the corners. Ah, and this is your first cool of the day to keep them in. From what you're seeing, if you're around non-Jews, then maybe it's okay to have them tucked in.
Why?
No explanation given.
I think it's obvious, though. Yeah, it's probably...
Anti-Semitism, maybe it's going to be...
It looks sloppy, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know if that counts as Chil Hashem.
I'll have a fair reasoning.
Why does it count as...
Because it's not a Chil Hashem to do what Hashem says.
Yeah.
It's because it looks funny. I mean, is it a Chil Hashem to daven? It looks weird. You're talking to the wall.
Yeah.
Or a kippah, right? So I don't think it's Chil Hashem.
Yeah.
Could it be mockery, maybe? You're going to get mocked. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Anything we do is mockery.
So it's a little bit unclear what the svar is.
Danger.
Yeah, but back then it was much closer
to the Mr. Brew's not back then.
Yeah, so, it is. Like 100 years ago.
It's not that far ago.
1920s.
He lived in Europe. Yeah, he lived in Europe.
It certainly was anti-Semitism.
So watch Washington now wear a kippah or not.
Well, there's a difference between it's just wearing it.
This is not the Torah.
He's not saying don't wear it, he's saying wear it.
This is the opposite Torah then.
No, what's that mean?
That should be the opposite. If you're saying no, that's Torah, they should wear it more out. If I keep it to winter bun, then they should take off.
Okay, but then he didn't mention keep at all. So it's not like he mentioned keep answers.
They didn't wear keep.
That logic should be the opposite.
They wore hats.
But I had seen it as a keeper. I had...
Maybe he doesn't say that about a keeper. He just didn't write it down.
Jews didn't wear different clothes than other people.
Maybe both of them.
We need to understand Svara. It's not here. We'll do research. Okay? What is this svara? A lot of good ideas. Is it Chil Hashem? I doubt it. Could it be maybe? It could be because Jews would get abused. I don't know. But we'll have to look into it. Okay, we'll get into it because we don't know it is.
What do you think it is?
Umikol makom, but listen to this. Even if you're tucking it in, b'shas habracha, you megulim ara amos. When you make a bracha on your tzitzis and you put it on, you have to walk like four amos. It's supposed to be open a little bit, and that lechor is the mitzvah of zechira that you're doing. You're supposed to walk a couple feet if you're going to tuck it in when you make the bracha. Okay? Now, get ready for this. That wasn't so crazy. That's like, okay, fine, a kula.
What, Beis Yosef?
No, Mr. Bura. Sifkat and Chavav. Yirehu, you're supposed to see them. Kimad dechsev, or isim also, zechartem mechuli. Where's that coming from?
Pasuk.
Where else is it coming from?
Gemara
also, right. Vosen ha'anashim. Hamasimin had tzitzis b'mechnasayim shalem. Those Jews, those people who put their tzitzis in their pants. Lo dai shema'alim in einehem. It's not enough that they're not able to see the tzitzis and they're not able to remember the mitzvos. Oh, mivazin heim es mitzvas Hashem yizbarach. They are disgracing the mitzvah of Hashem.
That is funny.
The asidin heim litain es hadin al zeh, and they're going to be done for.
That's crazy.
They are going to court for this. They're going to get punished because they're disgracing the mitzvah. Umasha omrim shehochem ben anachem, and those say I'm walking amongst the non-Jews. La zeh hayadai sheyasimu atzitzis b'zohar ganav, and then it's okay if I put the tzitzis in. Ilu hayalem eiza doron mimelech baser v'dam shechakuk olav shemelech. Imagine if the king gave you a gift. A daron is a present. They had the face of the king engraved on it. Kama hayu miskashtim bolif ne'anoshim tamid. You'd wear it all the time.
You get a medal from the.
You wear it, of course, always. The king gives you a special gift. Always, no matter who's in front of you, you wear it. Kavachomer b'tzitzis. Shemirameis al shem melech malchim malchim hakadosh baruch hu. That the tzitzis remind us of Hashem. How beautiful is it of a Jew who has Hashem's name on it?
Is it white?
Amru Chazal, Zer Mitzvah Tzitzis Zorcha Rupnei Shechina. You take Tzitzis very seriously to get to see the Shechina. Mashma Min HaKzum La Yehudim Sheyisharu La'eis Kates Yiyu Mitzayon V'Mitzazu. And it's written that those Jews who are very serious about this Mitzvah, they're the ones that are going to be around at the end of time. The Jews that has the knaf that's serious about tzitzis, that is the Jews going to make it to Mashiach. V'amru Chazal zeh kol zer mitzvah tzitzis zochem mishamshin lo shnei alav mishmona meyos avodim, and there's heaps and heaps of brachos to the Jew who takes tzitzis seriously.
He went against himself.
First of all, wow. His first comment, he's quoting the Magen Avraham. He's not giving his psalm. But wow,
that's crazy for you.
Where did 2800
come from? Spicy, like
it's probably another Gemara.
What?
Probably another Gemara. Somebody.
He's destroyed you, but where it is.
I feel bad for Mario Hamid.
Holy cow, right?
He's destroyed you, but where it is.
Holy cow.
Destroyed.
That's how intense the Mishnah Berurah is about this. And it's not like he didn't know that Mario Hamid. He brings it up first. And then he says, get. Right? Wild. Mamish wild. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen things that are written intensely before, but it doesn't mean everyone holds that way. No, you lived before.
Wait, the Magen Avraham wrote all that?
Magen Avraham said it's okay if you're amongst the guy and put in your pants. Wait, and Mr. Brewer went off.
So he's the one who said it's a good show.
Yeah, it's disgracing the mitzvah. But, we can't just give one approach because that's not honest.
Me too.
Who disagrees with Mr. Brewer?
Yeah. Rav Yosef.
The Arizal.
Or someone will say you wear it out.
The Arizal. Listen to this.
Oh, you're talking about
the Arizal,
right.
I'll say it nice and clear. The Arizal, you know, lived when? Very similar time to the Yosef Kara.
Yeah.
And they're both in Sfat, they're both Kabbalists, they both Mamish, spoke Malachim, Elyonos, Upper Elyonos. But they had a different approach. Says the Arizal, in life, there are two, I'm basically saying it in a basic way because I don't understand it the more complex way. In life, there are basically two types of things we have. The external things we need to fix and the internal things we need to fix. That which is beyond and clear and external, the external tikkun and the internal fix. And the talis gadol that we wear is supposed to represent all the things externally we need to do. You could even say the external mitzvahs you have to do. And the talis katan or beged tzitzis is supposed to be the internal stuff. So if it's internal stuff, where
that's
should it be?
Where he says it.
It should be absolutely internal.
But then why don't we wear a talis gadol when we're not married?
The Sephardim do, by the way. Anyone who holds by the Arizal wears a talis as soon as you get bar mitzvah. Uh-huh.
So if I don't hold like the Arizal,
sorry, the Sephardim do. What?
If I don't hold like the Arizal, then I shouldn't talk to them.
Hold on, let's flesh it out first, right? So that's what the Arizal says. That you're supposed to have a talis under your beged and over your beged. The one over is supposed to be the external tikkun, and the internal is supposed to be under.
Say you wear.
So is davka supposed to be under your clothes?
But he says he wear that talis goes all day, then he doesn't want over.
So no, wouldn't say it has to be all day, but zachartim should be an internal type of thing. So now, what does it mean, internal? Is he referring to the beged, or is he referring to the tzitzis?
Oh.
Thus is the machlokes in Chassidim and Sephardim. Sephardim say, oh, he meant it all. You ever seen a Sephardi that tzitzis out?
No.
If you do, he's very Ashkenazically, like, hammered.
Yeah.
Like, they took him Ashkenazic, right? They intentionally
made him a Sephardi who went to Ashkenaz school.
Exactly. Right? He got Ashkified, as they say. But the Chassidim, they just put their beged under, but the strings out. Because they say, oh, he's talking about the beged. And look, this is a Ravadia right here, on the sheet. According to the Mamre Mordechai, he quotes the Arizal, it's supposed to be Tachas HaBegad, and look at the last line. Umavor Midvarav, the Das Rabbeinu Arizal, Gam Hatzitzis, Tzitzios Ihu Mechusus Begadav Ishkin. And then I guess even the strings need to be tucked in. Internal stuff. Don't give me the it's got to be inside. It's not for the world. It's for you. Inside only. Okay?
But if it's for you, then shouldn't you choose what is better for you?
What do you mean? No, I mean it's an internal spiritual thing going on, and it's not supposed to be the external thing, which is supposed to be your
tops.
So, and that way that's understood by the Sephardim, by Rav Avadia, is, okay, That's the Begadav at CTS. Now, we have one more point to make on this, and then we're done. First of all, look where we've come from, right? It's clear, supposed to have Tzitzis, supposed to have Zechira. How long? How often?
Maybe once, maybe
all unclear. Time. According to the Shulchan Aruch, every second. According to the Torah, every second. According to the Levush, really every second. According to the Iter, well, Iter maybe once a day, a little less. But, says the Arizal, it's got to be inside. Now, Sfardim taking Ravadia takes it very seriously, and Sfardim almost all follow, like, not all follow Ravadia, but Ravadia's a big deal. Like, he was like Rosh. That's why, I think there's like a million people to buy. Like, it was crazy. But there's a Kabbalistic Rosh Yeshiva now in Eretz Yisrael named Rav Yaakov Hillel. He's currently alive. He was born in India, actually. His English is perfect. And he is currently respected across the board. He's a huge Rosh Yeshiva, amazing, amazing posek, and he's a huge Kabbalist. Where does he live? Play it there. In Yerushalayim. And he says that people misunderstood. He thinks that Rav Avadia misunderstood the Arizal. And this is why. And this is why. The Arizal says it's supposed to be inside. For Alpi Kabbalah, it's supposed to be for the internal. Listen to this. Says Rav Yaakov Hillel, if you look at other places in the Arizal's writings, he writes that you're supposed to be looking at your tzitzis every second. All the time. How could that be? If your tzitzis are inside, how can you look at it all the time?
Because you have a tallest gunnel.
No one wears a telescope all the time. It's not common practice. What does he say? He says, in the Sephardic lands, in the olden days, they wore something called a jelbe, which is basically a robe. And you've seen, like, even the chassidim, like a long coat, looks like a jelbe, looks like a robe. So even if it's under your shirt, it's going to be sticking out at the bottom of your robe. So you can see them all the time. It's under your robe, but your robe is open. It's like a kaftan. It's open, and you can see your sins all the time. So when the Arizal said, put it in, he was only talking about the bag, and that should be under your robe, and the strings should be visible all the time. So nowadays, when people wear pants, you can't see the strings. There's no way that's what the Arizal meant, that you shouldn't be able to see the strings. Therefore, it must be that nowadays, even for Sfardim, he says, you should wear your tzitzis out. Beg it under, tzitzis out. That's what he says. Because the reason you're supposed to see your strings all the time.
Does anyone hold like you or no?
Wait, but what?
Yeah,
what
does that big
mean?
Deal.
But he said inside.
But that's talking about the beged, not the strings. So the beged is supposed to be under the beged. That's the internal
so
stuff.
Inside. What
did Ravadia say for the strings?
How would he go against Ravadia?
What?
Why would Ravadia say yes?
Again, the Arizal says your tzitzis is supposed to be inside. What does that mean? Ravadia says the beged and the strings. Ravadia says just the beged. That's what Rabbi Lozman also brought up. There's a massive tshuva. I copied and pasted from Bar Ilan. It's 129 pages.
Whoa.
So I'm like, I can't read this whole thing. Then I made it smaller, made it two columns. Okay, now it's 28 pages. It's from the Sefer called Vayeshev Yam.
All about wearing them in.
This
out?
Question.
128.
On Sfardim wearing their tzitzit app.
Why is it so long?
I have to read the whole thing. I don't know. I only started it. But wild.
I'll watch this Bar Ilan.
It's free. If you go to YU, it's free. It's online.
Really?
The TVC has a password.
So anyways, the Mechogas, and that's the way the Mechogas. I mean, Hasidim hold of this also, like this idea. Like, you're supposed to wear the strings out. He only meant to put the bag in.
Well, obviously, wear it over. Like, Robusto Wise wears it.
But he wears it, he wears his coat over it.
Why is that a value of saying?
He wears his coat over it. Right? And that's, to me, Makai and the Arizal. That you're supposed to wear something over it. It's not supposed to be your most outer beged unless your coat is up. So you don't always wear the coats.
Yeah.
So now, end of the day, what do you do? So with regards to your tzitzis being over, I want to Rav Asher Weiss say it's like your uniform. So you obviously you have to wear it. Have you seen it? Right? That's what he said. But what should you do? Should you wear it in?
Oh, that's all he's up.
What?
What does Rav Asher say?
I don't think so. I just wear them out.
What
everyone,
should you?
Everyone says wear it out.
Seems to be that almost everybody says wear it out.
Rove.
The Ariza, maybe he says where it in.
Maybe I'll
it's a maybe a pika bala, and you don't wear tickets to sleep anyway, so you don't do anything anyways, Minaga Ariza.
Yeah.
So the Hora,
wear it out.
Especially Camp Asora, there's like 5 non-Jews in the whole camp. So there's no way even that thing applies. And Mr. Burrow goes, you know,
so
fire and brimstone against it anyways.
Why don't you wear them out?
So, I appreciate the holy chutzpah. Why do I not wear it out? So, as Ezra noted, today, I did this.
What, the usual?
Usually I tuck them in.
Why?
But then I learned the sugya. I didn't know the sugya.
Okay.
I learned the sugya here. So I started wearing them out a little bit.
Why not fully? What's the...
I have to cut them. They look very bad when they're fully out. But they can be seen. They're visible. I can see them.
So you're saying that you didn't... You said that you weren't aware of this sugya?
Yeah. And then I learned it. And I learned it in how? A fearless way.
Cool.
I was not afraid to change based on the sugya. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah, you gotta be...
Wait. So what's Mr. Bruce?
So Mr. Bruce says, wear him out.
See, what's he with the Nachar? I still don't get that.
So we have to look into it. Let's look into it. And what does it even mean? If you don't get it, so obviously you can't, like...
And also, how come we didn't touch upon Yuhara at all?
So, okay, so why did... So if you want to touch Yuhara... Oh, yeah, exactly. I meant to bring this up here,
Pat. I'm not thinking it is. I don't think it is. I'm
this is why I asked you to bring this. Because he often has... He has, like, his own Ravan Salvechik approach to everything. So he says Ravan Salvechik said wear him in.
Why?
Let me phrase it perfectly. Rav Moshe says there's no requirement to keep them out. Okay?
There's
no requirement to keep them out.
Why is there no
chiyuv
to keep them out?
Do
we just
want to
use it here?
Should
we get out?
Well, there's no
chiyuv.
Because remember, like,
there's no chiyuv to wear.
It's just,
not like,
if you look at the words of Mishnah Berurah, it's very much like the attitude type of Mishnah Berurah. It's not like it's a chiyuv deraisa. It's like, you really should wear them out.
Who's Mari?
But,
I don't know.
So he quotes, Yekis don't wear them out traditionally.
Really?
So why not? And there's a guy in 1500s, the Yekki named Mari Bruna, who says it could be Yura is the problem.
Well, that's only against relatives, so why would you apply that now?
Exactly. So it might not apply anymore. That's why he brings it up. He said, Ryan Salvagic would quote Mari Bruna that it might be Yura, but that's, I don't think nowadays it makes, it's Yura.
Yeah.
It's very common to be done.
What does your Muhammad say?
He says, wear him out. He says, wear him out.
Okay.
Right? I love this. In short, tzitzis both in or out are fine. However, if your parents have a problem with you wearing your tzitzis out, you should certainly wear them in. Again, Torah is a system. And there are different values at different times that apply in different ways. So if all things equal, especially here, especially in Eretz Yisrael, especially in school, why not wear them out? If you think they look bad... So I was looking at a Chabad website. The guy's like saying, "Yeah, you should probably wear them out." Okay, but if you don't want them to look bad, so like, you know, some like you could do a little bit of this. Rav Schechter, Rav Neuberger, they do the belt around the belt. You can see them, and they're tucked in, so they can mamish see them every time they look.
They also don't get caught.
Do pockets. I have a cool friend from Texas who puts it in his back pockets. That's also cool. It's probably not as good because you can't see them, so you shouldn't do that.
No, someone told me that.
But you see, so the sugya speaks for itself.
I try to do pockets, like I think it looks nicer now, like where like out, like
so into the pockets could be.